What do you make of just that power display?
Well, we have it in us, that's for sure. Ball carries a little better day games here, similar to our place, but you know, after last night, which was, you know, other than the last couple innings, hits were tough to come by. You know, we started out early, led by Frankie, which was good to see, Barreto, and everybody had a hit today except for Frankie Montas, and I told him for the game, go for four, it'd be a pretty good spot, and almost got to the fourth at bat.
That kind of showed the dynamics of Frankie just to hit that home run and the next at bat. Speed around the bases.
Well, that's, you know, it's, he's got a lot of athleticism, and on top of it, for kind of a small package, he's got some power. So we've seen that before. You know, like I was talking about, get him some consistent at bats, and he's got a chance to be a productive guy, and showed why in his first couple of bats.
Seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable out there, even in the field. You know, just kind of turning double plays or attempting to turn double plays and stuff like that. Do you see that from him?
Yeah, no. The more he's going to be out there, the more comfortable he's going to be, period. So, you know, limited time at the big leagues, but, you know, when you don't play consistently, it makes it more difficult. When you're out there, it just becomes second nature to you. You're just playing baseball.
I bet you did that without Chris Davis, even just kind of showcase how much power is in there.
Yeah, usually, you know, when you see a game where we score 12 runs and hit a few homers, Chris Davis is right in the middle of it, but, you know, Jed seems to be swinging a lot better now. Certainly it was nice to see Ole hit a homer, Canna, you know, Fegley right after Frankie did. I mean, we definitely have some power. You know, that's one of the strengths of the team.
What do you think of Montas' outing today?
Good again. You know, it looked like a couple times he had to kind of harness it back in. You get a big lead and, you know, you can lose your focus a little bit. But you know, after getting a couple base runners out there and giving up that run, he knew he had to focus because a couple base runners and a homer means they're right back in the game. So I think he pitched a little bit more like we saw him the first three starts as opposed to the last one.
What is the feeling on Barreto in terms of playing every day? I mean, he didn't play yesterday, he played today.
But... Well, it had a little bit to do with the National League game, too, with, you know, KD in left field, and Pinder's been swinging well against lefties. So we'll take it day by day. I'm trying to get him more at-bats. Certainly the best lineup that particular day is the one we're going to try to go with. If Pinder's swinging the bat well, there's a chance he plays second base over Frankie. But, you know, at least to start here, we've gotten some consistent at-bats, and you saw today what we think he's capable of.
How was Chris feeling throughout the day?
He was all right. I mean, he's glad I didn't have to use him, but he should be good to go tomorrow.
Yeah, you keep hitting a lot more home runs in a row. You're addressing this. Will it ever even out?
Yeah, it's going to, well, once we get back home, it's going to be Indian summer. The ball's going to be carrying there again. So, you know, this ballpark plays pretty similar to ours. At night, it's a little more difficult. During the day, you got a better chance. And we did a little better at home this last homestand as far as hitting some homers.
Cool.